curse the Lord at all times. The praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Some shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. The whole earth keeps silent before him.
Oh, yeah.
I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
He didn't go.
This is another day
Amen.
The Lord has made.
Yes, Lord.
We are rejoicing.
I adore y'all.
And be glad
Hallelujah.
That we're in the day. Anybody out there glad to be in the day?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Be glory.
All right. Jesus. The Lord is good.
Okay.
Okay. And he's still working miracles for us.
Amen.
And,
okay.
So, this is the 215th day
Amen.
Of 2020.
Glory to God.
And we're still here.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm glad to be in the number.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Everybody out there looking good.
Amen.
All right. Everybody wonderfully and fearfully made.
Amen.
And made beautiful for the time that you're in.
Amen.
All right. So God is blessing right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trying to get everybody in. All right. Our day today, we are going to be going to Matthew 24. And start with verse 41.
Twenty-four.
Start with verse
41.
Amen.
Okay, over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man coming. We want to talk to you briefly today concerning this thought. Are you ready? Ask someone out there, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
We are told to be ready. Not getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
But be ready. You know, sometimes we make an appointment with some people to pick us up. And they said, well, now you be ready at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And they come by and say, wait a minute, I'm still getting ready. That's not being ready. You're getting ready and you are lacking things that you need to be done. You are lacking them and missing out on getting them done. Okay, and therefore you wind up losing out on your blessing or on the things of life that matters the most to you. We wind up missing them a lot of times because we didn't do what we need to do ahead of time while we had that time. And, but be watchful and be ready all the time, because we don't know what's going to happen the next seconds. Not anything about the next day. The next second, we don't know what's going to happen then.
That's right.
Okay. So we need to not let the sun go down on any of our wrath. Don't let a day pass that you don't get everything straightened out that you went wrong with on that day.
That's right.
Don't let no time go by that you haven't forgiven somebody. And that your love has been waxed cold. You need to keep it strong in the Lord, the agape love. Okay? And the agape love has no ill feelings.
That's right.
It forgives all. Okay? So make sure that you have made the right things and the right preparation to be ready when the master comes. Right? Okay, I'm thinking of a time when you are getting ready. You're getting ready for a purpose and for a set goal. Now, the spiritual getting ready I'm dealing with today, we were talking about you being prepared for the journey that you're going to have. For the Lord is coming.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And he's coming back at his church. Without spot or wrinkle. Okay. He is coming to take us back. Because it said he was going away. So he was coming again. He was going to prepare a place for us.
Yes.
Okay.
So we need to be ready when he comes back.
Yes.
Because he said we don't know when he's going to come. But he's coming. All right. But in order to be ready, we got a few things we got to do. We got to pack our bag.
Amen.
All right, because when it comes, you can't go back and get nothing.
That's true.
You got to already have it in your bag. But before we can pack our bag, we got to take some things out of our bag. But right now, it's filled up with junk.
My Lord.
Fill up with things that you are idolizing, but don't really need to have it. You're filling up with things that you got this because somebody else had it. Or something that somebody else was doing. You thought that they can do it. You ought to be able to do it too, no matter how wrong it is. You think that because somebody else was doing it, I need to be doing it too. But that's not how it works. Okay? You got to do the right thing no matter what.
That's right.
How bad it might feel to you, how wrong it might seem to be to you, because we want to do eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, don't we?
Amen.
And so we got to learn that this is not how it works.
No.
Okay. Now, so in our bag, we got things that we need to take out. Not adultery, fornication,
amen.
Uncleanness, lasciviousness. These are the few things right there that we need to take out of our bag.
Because
as long as they're in there, we can't get our spiritual stuff in there.
That's true.
They're taking up the space that you need. We are preparing ourselves to be ready to go when the master comes. We got to take out our balls out of God. We got to take them out. Things that we have made gods out of. Okay? You may not think you have no God before the God, but you got several things that you do instead of doing what God told you to do. You made gods out of home, car, clothes, people, you name it, we've done it. Okay? Witchcraft. We got to take it out. Hatred. We got to take it out of the bag. Violence. We got to take it out.
It is not a God.
Get it out of your bag. Ain't no room for it. Hallelujah. You got to make room for the things of God. Take wrath out. But we always want to get back. Strife. Sedition, heresy. We got to get it out of our bag. And here's one we got that we don't realize we got what it's ending.
Oh, yeah.
The ending with other people. Things they got. And you, and when you get something that's because somebody got it, you got it because you're imminent. Not that you need it, but you're imminent. So you got to get rid of that. Murderers. Well, you may have said, I ain't murder nobody, but the word said, if you hate somebody without a cause, you murder them.
Amen.
Okay, you don't need a weapon. You got it in your heart. Drunkenness, revealing, and such things like that. We got to pull it all out of the bag. So it keeps our bags filled with junk.
Amen.
Filled with things that's not of God. Filled with things that is will pull you down rather than lift you up. Get it out of your bag.
Yes,
those
sir.
Things that's causing your heart to be troubled. Get it out of your bag. You're told to not let your heart be troubled. Okay? You're told to be in control of your life. Get it out of your bag. Okay? Now, and then once you get those things out of your bag, you can proceed to start packing your bag. First thing you need to put in that bag is love.
Love.
Okay? If you don't put love in the bag, you do everything else is a waste of time. So the first thing you need to get in that bag is love, so you can start forgiving right then.
Right.
Amen,
because you don't get forgiven until you be forgiven, until you forgive others. Okay. So get everything out of the bag, and the first thing put in there is love. Love gonna fill the whole thing up.
My Lord.
Because everything else is gonna be taken in love. Okay. All right, love will absorb it. So put love in the bag. Joy.
Amen.
Put it in the bag. Okay. You'll have time to have the long faces. You need your joy. And joy is not happiness, as a lot of people think. Joy is not about being happy. Joy is not about being just glad. But joy is from the Lord. Okay? And God is always good. He's always merciful. He's always forgiving.
Amen.
He's always doing great things for us.
Yes,
God is our hope, our peace, our joy, our love. He is our strength in a time of trouble. God is whatever you need him to be for you. That moment, that second, that hour, that day, however long it takes for you to get through whatever it is. While you're going through, joy is supposed to be radiating.
My Lord.
While you're going through, you're supposed to be focusing on the Lord who makes everything all right. While you're going through, know that the Lord is my helper. And as we told you last week, he will make a way.
Yes, he will.
So you're joyful knowing that it's not going to be this way always.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Know that God will do it for you, and he will do it that right early.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Okay? Now, we got to stop thinking about how long I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through so many days. I've been going through so many months. I've been going through so many years. You're probably going through all that long because you've been focusing on it. Focusing on the one that's able to get you out of it. Okay? So your joy is in the Lord, not in the circumstances happening to you through the day, that happened to you through the week, that's happened to you through the month and year. Joy is of the Lord, and God is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yes, he
same
is.
Thing you praise him for yesterday, you praise him for it today.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And more.
Thank you, God.
He is hallelujah. Our same.
Mm-hmm.
I praise your holy name.
You may be going through, praise him that you're going through.
Yes.
You're not held up.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going. And if you're going through, that means that somewhere and sometime along the way, I'm going to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the other side.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel are going through.
Hey, you're going through it.
The
through
Red Sea. It. They started on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept
they ended
going.
Up
eventually, they got on the other side.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. So we need to start praising God. Well, the things that are called the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the joy to go through. Otherwise, you're going to run out of power. You're going to run out of energy. You're going to run out of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your automobile not going to move.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Praise you, Pastor.
Pray with your joy. It keeps your tank filled.
Mm-hmm.
Let it overflow.
Amen.
Okay? Let the joy overflow.
Yes, sir.
And then make sure now you put that peace in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to suffer all things. And we got to know that without the Lord, we can't have our peace.
It's okay.
But if we stay focused on him, we can have peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because he give it to us. All that focus on him, stay focused on him, keep the mind on him, he will give you perfect peace.
Yes, he will.
So you won't have to be in frenzy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
right.
Know that everything is going to work out according to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is, I'm going to rejoice because James told me to count it all as joy.
Mm-hmm.
When I enter into diverse temptations,
mm-hmm.
joy, count it all as joy.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And then here's one that one that well, I didn't want to put it in the suitcase, but you got to have it in there in order to endure till the Lord come.
Mm-hmm.
And that is long suffering.
Amen.
Okay. Long suffering.
Long, long, long. My God.
Yes, we don't want to suffer 1 minute. But you got to have long suffering in there, because sometimes you may have to go through for a long while.
Yes.
Okay. But knowing that this is the will of God, and he's getting joy and glory out of your life.
Yes.
Okay. So, put in that bag. Long suffering. Remember, you getting ready to go back. You're getting ready to be with the Lord. Long suffering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. You got to, you end this for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like the five foolish virgins. They didn't prepare for a long time. All right. Five of them prepared for a long time before their master come. And five didn't. They just took what they need right then. All right. And when they got to the place where the bridegroom was coming to invite them into the wedding, they were a little bit late getting there. So the guests had to wait outside of the wedding temple. And while they waited, the Bible said they all slumbered and they slept.
And slept.
It
sure did.
Okay. And then at midnight, the voice cried out, "Behold, the bridegroom coming.
Yes.
Prepare to meet him."
Yep, to meet him.
And then so the five wives got up, because the lamps are going out, and the tender wick put the extra all they had with them into the vessel, and that the light would be shining. You got to have a light shining, or you won't be able to see what you're doing.
That's right.
Let your light shine so others can see how to get the dog. Let them see how to come out of their misery. Let them see how to handle misery. Let them see how to handle temptation. Let them see. Okay. Your light need to be shining bright. And the five foolish, they didn't have that no extra all. And so they asked the wise for some of that all. The wise said, "I ain't got enough for you and me." If I give to you, then my life may go out before I get to the bridegroom, to the wedding. All right, and so now, go to the store and buy you some more. In other words, if they go back and do your work over. You didn't do it the right way. Get it done the right way. Okay, and then you can be able to endure. Get some long suffering in there. Stop doing this short term thing. All right. Gentleness need to go in your bag. Some people are too hostile. You can't do or say anything to them without them ran up at you. Be gentle. Okay? Be gentle. Gentle as a lamb. Harmless as a dove. Gentle. Then you need it in your spiritual bag. Because a lot of people are turned off of the Lord because you don't have no gentleness in you. You just got to know how to handle the situation.
My Lord. So
put some gentleness in your life. Put gentleness in your life, your spiritual life, and let your light shine for others to see.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God.
And along with your gentleness, goodness go with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be good about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then pack up some faith.
That's right, faith.
All right. You need faith in there. Because without faith, you can't please the Lord.
Amen.
Faith will keep you enduring.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come back again.
Yes.
Faith will keep you hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Faith will make you know that whatever it is, it's going to work out all right.
Amen.
God is in the midst of it.
Yes, sir.
God is taking me through this. And nothing's happening in my life except he says so. So whatever it is, God got it, and I got it along with God.
Amen.
Temperance.
Uh-huh.
Keep yourself calm, cool, and collected. Temperance. All right. Put a mother on that tongue. All right. Put a lid.
Amen.
On that pot.
Mm-hmm.
And open up that pressure cooker valve.
That's right.
Let that steam out of that pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'd be having all that pressure built up in us, about to burst open, and got a pressure release valve, won't even push it. I can't take another day of this. If you let some of that steam out, you can.
Mm-hmm.
That steam, and that what is that steam? Unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to forgive people for certain things. Mm-hmm. You want vengeance.
Yes.
But vengeance is the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? So, be gentle in your pandemic situation. Okay? Some people have a problem being home with the family all the time. Let that pressure out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let that pressure out. Let that pressure cook them. Okay?
Right.
Goodness and faith and meekness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, know how to handle people.
Mm-hmm.
Gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
Neatness. Temperance. Keep it under control.
Amen.
And against that, there is no law. Now your bag is packed. Okay, make sure it stays packed. Amen. Don't go back and take something out. Okay, because somebody rubbed you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got in your last nerve. Mm. Don't do that. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
God will take care of the problem for you.
Yeah.
He will do things right for you.
Yes, he
will. Okay. Two women have been grinding at the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord do come.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, people are thinking that, some people are thinking that this is just about the end time because of what's going on globally with this virus. It's affecting the entire world.
Yes, it
is. You got to remember, these are signs of the last day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, time is not. Yeah. But you're being warned to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been taken out of here.
Amen.
and won't sit before the pandemic. All people have gone on. And it looked like it ain't gonna get no better. And so somebody thinking that it's gonna lie. But the end of time is not gonna be by pestilence. It's gonna be by fire.
Brimstone.
But these are signs that the Bible tells about. That we should be waiting and watching.
Man.
All right. Make sure you're watching yourself. That you don't get out of line. Make sure you're watching yourself. That you are doing what God intends for you to do. Okay. In times like these. God needs a light shining bright. Okay. In times like these, we need to continue to be joyful.
Yes.
Amen.
Loving. Kind.
Amen.
Peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
We need to still be forgiving.
Yes.
And still being thankful.
Yes.
For the Lord is still good.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
So these things are going to come. Walls and rumor of war.
Mm-hmm.
Nations against nations. Kingdoms against kingdoms.
Uh-huh.
All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Right? And a lot of people saying that this may be the end time. Now, it's not going to happen that quick. Right? It takes time for this to happen because God's days are not our days.
Amen.
God's time is not our time.
Amen.
He is eternally. And no time has no effect on him. Because of him, 1,000 years is as one day.
Amen.
And one day is as 1,000 years. All right. So, God is everything.
Yeah.
Got joy, I hope, our peace, our love. He is by all and all. Okay. So, he, your joy, be ready. Are you ready?
Amen.
Got everything in your bag that told you you need to put out of that bag?
Amen.
If not, you need to get it in there.
Amen.
And you need to get it in there right now.
Yeah.
Don't wait another second. Because we don't know when he may come.
Amen.
And get us. Only God himself knows that.
Amen.
The angels in heaven don't know it. And don't let nobody tell you he's here. And we believe it. Alright. Don't let them tell you that God's going to be certain, what, certain place at a certain date and time. They don't know as far as his coming back is concerned. Many false prophets shall arise. Alright. And many shall be deceiving you. The time will come and said that it wasn't for the shortening of a day. The very elect of God will be deceived.
Right.
Okay. Well, they be working signs and wonders. And we'll be jumping that thing that happened like when there's a sign of something.
Mm-hmm.
We jump right on it. But the devil can deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great deceiver. He can make things look like
yes,
they're one thing, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know the word of God.
Yes, sir.
And stick with the word of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't go with what feels right, mm-hmm. what sounds right, mm-hmm. what looks right.
Amen.
But go with what is right, and that is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, the word says that you need to watch.
Pray.
Okay, as you pray,
mm-hmm.
and look for him to be in the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each time somebody dies, mm-hmm. that means he's already came and got them.
Our Lord Jesus.
Okay. So don't be waiting for the end time
mm-hmm.
to get your bag packed.
That's right, Pastor.
You got to get them packed and keep them packed now.
Right.
Your end time could be right down.
Amen.
Okay. Don't wait to the end time.
Yeah.
The word said that if the good man of the house had known and watched the thief come, he would have watched and would have suffered his house not to be broken up.
That's right.
Okay. If so, what is it saying here? If you know what time your end time is going to be, if you know what time your last day and month and minute will be, you will wait right on up to that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to get stuff together.
Amen.
Yep. All right. You'll be about just like them foolish people.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
Stop doing your work too late.
Right.
All right. But you don't know the day or the hour, minute or the second. So be ye therefore also ready. For in such a time that you think he ain't coming, that thing ain't going to show up.
Amen.
All right. So we don't know.
Mm-mm.
You just need to stay ready.
Mm.
All right. During this time of sorrow that we're in now, be ready.
Amen.
To rejoice in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready.
Mm.
To lift them up in words of praise. In any situation.
Yes, sir.
Be ready to shine your light.
Mm-hmm.
To let your light shine.
Yes.
That somebody can see God in you.
Yes, yes.
And we want to do the same thing that you're doing in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Be ready. Okay. So, look for him to come anytime.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't wait for the end time, girl. You may not be around when it comes. And remember what we said earlier, don't let the sun go down. And you have to straighten everything out for whoever it is that you are upset with. Or you have done what you need to do to be forgiven of your sin. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready to praise him? For the word that I will bless the Lord at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm going through whatever it is, I'm going to bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His praise, as it said, will continually
be
in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So as I speak, I speak giving God praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
I don't focus on what I can do, but I can focus on what I can do in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because in the Lord, I can do all things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can do all things. Through him that provides me with the strength.
Amen.
So, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, God.
To give them praise?
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Glory be to God.
To lift them up?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his goodness?
Yes.
Rather than talk about your sorrow?
Amen.
Talk about the Lord.
Yes. My Lord.
Call the joy of the Lord.
Thank you,
God. Is your friend.
Amen.
Tell them how blessed you are.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how blessed you are.
Yes.
Tell them how grateful you are.
Yes.
Talk about how wonderful he is.
Yes.
Talk about the joy of the Lord.
Hello.
He is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
May have a smile upon you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hallelujah. Who got a song out there for us?
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray we'll all be ready.
Yes.
I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll all meet at the gate so we can have our business straight. I pray we'll all be ready for his return.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your imitation.
Amen. Jesus.
Standing imitation.
Yes, okay? Sir.
It is a standing imitation.
Yes,
yes. Always know that you can be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Always know.
Yeah.
God is a right now God.
Yeah.
That the work for you is already overcome.
Mm-hmm.
The joy, your joy is already yours.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus prayed for your joy.
Amen.
Yeah.
When a day or so before he was crucified. He prayed that the Father would give you his joy.
Mm-hmm.
And that his joy in us might be full.
Amen.
Nobody got to pray for your joy.
Yes,
right. It's already been prayed for.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what Jesus already prayed for, God has already answered.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to activate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put it in action.
Yes.
Don't talk about it. Put it in
action. Pastor.
Amen. Amen. It doesn't work until you do it.
Amen.
It doesn't work. The word doesn't work until you apply the word.
Amen.
And when you apply the word, it will work.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got to allow it to happen.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
To allow the Lord to have his way?
Yes.
In your life?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
To accept the overflow of joy?
Amen.
In your life? Are you ready?
Yeah.
We let the world know. Have joy.
Amen.
Unspeakable joy. The blood of my soul.
Yeah.
Let the world know. God is.
Yeah.
My everything.
Yeah.
My hope.
Yes.
My peace.
Yes.
My joy. My love. My happiness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I need to make it through this day and through the pandemic.
Hallelujah. Bless us.
And I won't lose.
Uh-huh.
Right? We can't lose as long as we got our bags packed.
Tell
it. Amen.
And ready to go back with the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, if I make it through, I don't lose.
Mm-mm.
If I die, I still don't lose.
That's right.
Okay? Live.
Yeah.
It's for God.
Tell it, Pastor.
And to die is for my gain.
Amen.
So I'm not losing.
Uh-huh.
I'm living to
sanctify
God.
Yes.
To express Him in my life.
Uh-huh.
And if I die, I'm dying to gain eternal life.
Amen.
And I'm going to be going to a better place than I am right here.
Yes.
We don't want to leave here because we know what's here.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen,
so we don't know what happened on the other side.
Uh-huh.
So we want to stay here as long as we possibly can.
Amen.
If we really knew what was on the other side, we would rather be dead, because Paul said, I'd rather be with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, God.
But for your sake,
uh-huh,
he'll stay there until the Lord called him on in.
Thank you, God.
But he'd rather to be at home with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
And Job said, I'll be there.
For sacrifice.
For the wicked will cease from troubling.
Mm-hmm.
And my soul will finally find some rest.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Are you ready? God bless you and have a smile upon you.
Amen.
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 The last thing, so glad I'm here.
So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Yes, I'm so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here.
The videos are just
didn't they worry?
Anyway.
Yes.
He's saying just a little bit of our song, Can't Walk.
You sure you wanted me to sing it over you? We'll sing the verse then.
Right.
In Jesus' name, sing Dick and Leroy.
Praying
over it right now. You got your back.
Yes, and Lord. I thought number one was be me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I could be what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Yes.
The mountain high and the valleys are low, but down on my knees, where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. That was great.
Amen.